SRN News, I'm John Scott. A less-than-expected 22,000 jobs were added to the labor market in August, the unemployment rate ticking up to 4.3%. The weak numbers make it all but certain that the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate at its upcoming meeting.
The August report compares with July's increase of 73,000 jobs. In the wake of last month's report, President Trump fired the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics after downward revisions of the prior 2 months raised suspicions about the accuracy of the numbers. President Trump has named former Heritage Foundation fellow E.J. Antoni as a successor, but his appointment awaits Senate confirmation. The current jobs report is released by the acting BLS commissioner. George Williams, Washington.
South Korea expresses concern and regret over a U.S. immigration raid at a factory in Georgia.
South Korean automaker Hyundai manufactures electric vehicles at the plant. Officials say the raid resulted in a significant number of South Korean nationals being detained. The South Korean Foreign Ministry did not provide an exact figure, but describes the number of detained South Koreans as large. The ministry does not confirm or deny. South Korean media reports that roughly 300 South Koreans were among the 450 people detained. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Trump administration is investigating Medicaid spending in at least six Democratic-led states that provide comprehensive health coverage to poor and disabled immigrants living in the U.S. without permanent legal status. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Servicing reviewing federal and state payments for services like prescription drugs and specialty care in California, Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, Oregon, and Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow dropping 290 points. The NASDAQ composite is down 57. This is SRN News. A health university leading is teaching a course on the left.
The New School in New York City is offering a sociology class called How to Steal, LSOC 3109 in the catalog. It is described as, quote, a field-based seminar that will explore the politics, ethics, and aesthetics of theft in a world where accumulation is sacred, dispossession is routine, and the line between private property and the public good is drawn in blood. Students will produce speculative strategies for redistributing wealth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some of South Carolina's top lawyers say the law allowing for family leave after the birth of a child should also provide at least 6 weeks of paid time off when a baby is stillborn. The South Carolina Attorney General's office says giving birth to a stillborn child is physiology identical to giving birth to a living child. This is SRN News. The federal agency tasked with issuing visas and green cards to immigrants will soon expand its ranks to law enforcement, adding armed officers to root out immigration fraud.
U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, or USCIS, provided details about the plans Thursday after a federal rule change was finalized under Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. USCIS Director Joseph Edlau said in a statement, quote, "This historic moment will better address immigration crimes, hold those that perpetrate immigration fraud accountable, and act as a force multiplier for DHS and our federal law enforcement partners, including the Joint Terrorism Task Force." Bernie Bennett reporting.
A woman accused of killing a U.S. Border Patrol agent in Vermont will make her first court appearance since prosecutors said they will seek the death penalty against her. Teresa Youngblood, a member of the cult-like Zizians group, will be arraigned Friday. More details at srnnews.com.